This is Coast 93.1. Snow day, fun day on the radio. A lot of people have to work, of course, but a lot of people have the day off of school, so some parents might be home. We've got some Chainsmokers tickets to blow out before they even go on sale. They open up on Friday. Survey says the majority of people wouldn't date someone if blank doesn't like them. The majority of people wouldn't date someone. 57% of people wouldn't date someone if blank doesn't like them.
Is it their mom or their dad, like their parents doesn't like them?
Mom or dad. Nope.
Aww.
No. If who doesn't like them, they're undateable.
Their dog?
Their dog is right.
Yes!
Yeah. If the dog doesn't like them, not going to work.
Awesome.
Not going to work. 57% of people say they would not date someone their dog doesn't like, and they use their dogs to spot red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone's jealous over the attention they're giving their dog, that's a red flag. The dog just senses something funky.
Yeah,
that's probably a red flag.
Kind of does that
little.
Yep.
What's your name?
Romy.
Romy, you got tickets to the Chainsmokers.
Woo!
Before they even go on sale, they're released on Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The show is coming up in September, Friday, September 27th, down at the Garden in Boston. You've got a pair of the Chainsmokers tickets before you can buy them.
Perfect. Some superhero.
We'll do another pair tomorrow morning. Just something I can turn to. Somebody I can. They had a lot of hits. They had a question on Jeopardy last night.
I know, and I was surprised because the people did not look like they were Chainsmokers fans, but they got it right away.
There's a guy on Jeopardy right now who's making a ton of money. He made like $48,000 the first game, and then he made a bunch last night.
I know.
He's a smarty pants. Yep, Chainsmokers tickets go on sale Friday, and we'll get you another shot at tickets before you can buy them tomorrow morning. We've also got the grand prize for the Springer's Jewelers gift card, that $500 grand prize. Tomorrow, we're going to have Lily and Zoe come in to do some acting in monotone movies
their
here.
Their turn to do it.
We've got one more scene to act out coming up at around 7:50 for a chance to qualify for that $500 card. Either way, you get a $50 Springer's Jewelers gift card, which is pretty good to help you towards Valentine's Day or maybe a big question someone is popping at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Back to the dogs, though. Back to the dogs. Anyone listening dump someone because the dog didn't like him? 79COAST, 792-6278. I will say that was one of the things about having a dog and being single. I mean, it's different if you get the dog while you're in a relationship.
Right.
But if you're single and you're coming to a relationship, that's part of you. That is part of the deal.
Right. And, the package, right.
Yeah. And love
my dog.
Well, and what if the other person has a dog? And what if the dogs don't get along? That was one of our fears when, you know, I don't know if I was as, or if Kyle was as nervous about it as I was, but I remember the first time Izzy and Oscar met, I was like, oh God, oh God. And sure enough, Oscar, the little punk, we went to Willard Beach and he goes running off like a bad little dog. Running off to play with the other dogs and wasn't listening and wasn't coming back. And I'm running around the beach and Kyle's over there with Izzy, who was perfectly behaved.
Right, thinking,
staying
right
next to him. Yeah. And I think both Kyle and Izzy were going, yeah, have a little talk about taking these guys in. But luckily they got along.
Yeah, I think after a while they just
inseparable.
Figure it out, right?
Well, not necessarily. No? Some dogs can't figure it out, you know.
God,
if they had
do?
Both been like super alpha, you know, then they wouldn't have worked out. Well, who knows? Maybe they would have. You know, one would have had to be a little bit more submissive. But, you know, sometimes dogs aren't a match, just like humans aren't a match.
Right.
79COAST, ever encountered that situation? Your dog didn't like him and you said, yep, see ya. 79COAST, 792-6278, or you can post on our Facebook page. The dog didn't approve, and you said, well, one of you's got to go. It sure isn't the dog.
Right.